fire safety and fire prevention here at Rosie on the House. Fire Prevention Week is observed each year during the week of October 9th in commemoration of the Great Chicago Fire. Boy, that was some kind of a blaze, I want to tell you. 4 miles long, 1 mile ride. One in three Chicago residents in 1871 were impacted.
Wow.
It's a reason they call it the Great Chicago Fire. That was horrible.
4 miles long.
4 miles long, one mile wide.
Started by a cow.
Whoa, baby. Man, man, man.
And started, okay, elaborate.
Well, the story goes Mrs. O'Leary's cow knocked over a lantern or something like that, and that's what started the fire, and then it just got bigger and bigger and bigger.
Because in a lot of those, the houses were built above the farm.
Correct. Yeah.
And all wood, and mostly wood frame. So Calvin Coolidge actually proclaimed Fire Prevention Week in 1925.
So most of Arizona, where it's flat, the streets are designed on 1 mile increments. So 1 mile wide, let's just do
Thomas to Indian School.
Thomas to Indian School, and 4 miles long.
That'd be Central to 16th Street, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Every fourth is a four streets a mile, or is it eight? Thomas to 16th. Whoo! Man.
Pretty big swath of ashes, that's for sure.
That'd be a five sound alarm?
I imagine.
I think that'd be a statewide alarm, something like that broke out. Whoo!
Well, we've seen the evolution of electrical components increase in safety. And I was a part of the program when City of Scottsdale, I think, was the first city in Arizona that considered mandating fire sprinkler systems being installed in all new homes built inside the city. And I can remember attending several city council meetings and building department meetings and home builder association meetings where they were contemplating what would this do to the cost of the new home, the construction of the new home. And one of the negotiating points by the fire department and the city was, look, developers, if you'll build these fire sprinkler systems into your homes, we'll allow you to make the streets a little narrower, possibly giving you another lot or two in your master plan community to offset the expense of these sprinkler systems. I can remember that was one of the negotiating points that they were trying to convince all the builders. Look, this isn't going to be a net add. We're going to trade out some things with y'all, and it's going to create a much safer environment. The other thing I distinctly remember hearing at several of those meetings is we will never revert and ask you in a remodeling situation to add these to any homes. Well, that changed about 4 years later. And that's okay. The fire sprinkler systems, we've had to, in many of our Scottsdale remodels, you get to a point where they say, well, you're remodeling enough of this home, we'd like the entire house fire sprinkled, and that just has to get added in to the cost of the project. So, but it is another dimension of greatly enhancing the safety of your home. Some of the antagonists to the sprinkler systems talk about the water damage. Well, take it from a guy who has had to rebuild several burned down homes. Take it from a guy who has had to go in and fix a couple flooded homes. If you're wanting the worst of all situations, there's nothing worse than trying to recover from a fire. The loss of family mementos, furniture, heirloom pieces of history for the family. There's nothing worse. And the risk of loss of life. There's nothing worse than recovering from a fire. So the naysayers on fire sprinkler systems, I would ask you just step down. I'd much rather go in and help a family recover from a little water damage from the sprinkler system than from a concrete slab and a heap of ashes. There just isn't any comparison. So fire sprinkler systems are one element of building safety technology and protocol that's been introduced into the code system to help us stay safe. I'll tell you another thing that's helped is banning wood fires in fireplaces.
That buildup of creosote inside the chimney definitely helps keeping sparks from starting inside the fireplace. And on Google Maps here, if you start at Central and you measure distance to 36th Street would be 4 miles. So it's like every 9th street is a mile. Man, Central to 36th Street, Osborne to Indian School. Gone.
The great Chicago Fire. Whew. It's amazing. They only think they lost 300 people. That's what's amazing.
That's pretty incredible.